You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
This is Kind World from WBUR.
Drew Bell had the typical first-year jitters when he entered Keller High School in Keller, Texas, a school of about 3,000 students not far from Dallas.
I thought it was going to be too big.
But the 15-year-old was looking forward to one thing, playing the trumpet in the school's prestigious marching band.
I like how fun it is. It's just really fun. You just get to be with your friends and have a great time.
He's been playing trumpet for 4 years, and he's getting pretty good at it. But being in the marching band, the only thing he really wanted to do was also going to be a big challenge. That's because Drew was born with spina bifida, and he can't walk. His spine didn't form normally, and that's meant several surgeries throughout his life. The first one before he was even born. Drew's mother, Kimberly Bell, was in her second trimester when doctors performed surgery in utero.
My prayer constantly was just, Lord, let him get here and give him the best shot. When I look back on it, it was one miracle after another.
It was a miracle that he survived. But still, Drew had to overcome a lot of challenges in his life. He was on crutches up until he was 11 years old.
I definitely felt scared for what his life would be. And I also felt moments of grief throughout his childhood, just little things like we would see kids riding their bike in the park or things like that.
Now at 15, Drew uses a wheelchair to get around. But he doesn't let it stop him from being a normal kid, including his determination to be in the marching band.
I was a little apprehensive of how it would all work.
That's Drew's father, Brian Bell.
I was really proud that he wanted to do it. But just, you know, as a dad, like, how is it all going to work?
How would his son march in the band if he couldn't walk? Then, something remarkable happened. A young girl, one of the band's best trumpet players, offered to push Drew's wheelchair so that he could play his trumpet.
I was just kind of like, well, I'm going to do it because I just really wanted to do it. And I just like to get to know new people when I can, and I like to help people when I can.
Kaylee Summons is a senior. She'd been looking forward to her last marching band season for a long time. This year, she's the trumpet section leader. But instead of playing her own instrument, she's pushing Drew's wheelchair so he can play in competitions and football games.
I can't march without someone pushing me, so I thought it was a really good idea.
How did you feel when Kaylee first told you that she was going to help push you?
I felt relieved and happy, because I've been thinking that I wouldn't be able to march.
But Drew is marching, and his parents have been cheering him on along with Kaylee.
I don't think I've been able to watch them without crying yet. To see your kid accepted and to see your kid doing something that he loves and seeing this angel of a person, when somebody is kind to them, truly kind, not pity kind. She doesn't give pity to him. She actually likes him, and they are actually friends.
I feel very honored because she chose to push me instead of play. So it's just kind of a big deal because she sacrificed herself for me.
And Drew is realizing another big dream this year. He's going to be part of the only high school marching band from Texas to perform in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Kaylee was getting ready to push Drew's wheelchair, but Drew's mother, Kimberly Bell, stepped in last minute and insisted that she would do it. She didn't want Kaylee to miss out on such a big opportunity.
I'm just thankful that, you know, this worked out because I want her to be able to shine and have her moment, as she should, because she's given up a lot. She's sacrificed a lot. And she did it happily and joyfully, which is amazing.
This will be Kaylee's last performance of the year, maybe ever. She's planning to go on to college to study nursing. As for Drew, he's looking forward to his first time in the Big Apple, with more than 400 of his talented and kind bandmates.
I think I'm going to remember it for the rest of my life, because this has been one of the best years of my life.
And this Thanksgiving, he's grateful to his friend Kaylee for helping make that happen. I'm Yasmeen Ammer.
Listen to more Kind World at wbur.org/kindworld and on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Say hello to us on Facebook and Twitter at WBUR Kind World, and share your story of profound kindness with us. Send us an email to kindworld@wbur.org.